Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
We are south of Laurel today in the booming metropolis of Glade, the Glade community, which is the home of Landrum's Homestead and Village, which is hosting the Old Time Festival tomorrow. It's going to be a beautiful day, and Susan Landrum, one of the Landrum kids, will be joining us in the second segment today to set you up for that. If you've never been to Landrum's before, I know a lot of people in their younger years knew it as Landrum's Country, but it has, although the name has evolved, one of the great things about Landrum's is life, the lifestyle has not evolved here. So if you want to kind of see how life was way even before me and Bob Getty were around, this is one of the few places that you can really get a good taste of that. And again, Susan Landrum will be joining us to talk about Old Time Festival in the second segment. I'm Kelly Sanner, along with Dima Mixon and star of the Ben Windpigler Show on Wednesdays at 9 a.m. at WLAU Radio 99.3.
I can't believe my people let me come. I mean, I've got a pretty booked schedule.
Well, so. I understand that. That's and
because I saw the limousine outside. I didn't know who that was.
Yeah, well, of course.
I thought Ted DiBiase was here.
No,
it was Ben. Dollar man, but,
I'm surprised we're allowed to sit this close to him.
It was Ben's. The top-rated Laurel talk show, Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m., the highest rating of any other Laurel talk show that airs on Wednesday mornings from 9 to 10. All right, guys, big weekend of college football. Of course, Dima, there are some games on the schedule tonight.
Yeah.
And we're going to get to those picks in the fourth segment of today's show.
You were talking about tasting kind of the oldness. I got to taste some of the oldness when I was like, hey, where's the restroom at? I need to go, you know, use the restroom before
right.
the show. And she said, oh, the outhouse is that way. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, not in modern America, I guess.
But it looked like an outhouse.
It was an outhouse.
It was an
outhouse. It smelled and tasted like
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Susan will be joining us here. We're actually sitting right on the front steps of the general store here at Landrum's, but we're undercover, and one of the employees came by and said, boy, you guys have got this figured out. You just kick back, and we're talking, getting ready for the show today. And we talked about how the art of conversation has kind of been lost in this country because of social media and texting and all those sorts of things. But if you like living life in the old days, this is the place you want to be. But we mentioned college football on the schedule tonight. Some big games tomorrow across the state, including Southern Miss against the Cajuns tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Dima, you're headed out about 8 o'clock in the morning. And we've talked a little bit about both teams and what they have on the line coming into this game. Who stands more to lose by not winning this game, the Cajuns or the Eagles?
Yeah, you got to say Southern Miss for sure. I mean, everything that's in front of them as of now, 2-0 in conference, 4-2 on the season. You know, it is crazy to say, and Bob's not here, so he's not going to start hyperventilating. But if Southern Miss does win, next week they're playing for bowl eligibility on homecoming. So that's pretty crazy, and that's amazing to say. I think Southern Miss stands more to lose. The availability report for both teams came out Wednesday evening. Louisiana looks like they're gutted on their offensive line. Their offensive line looks like they're going to be down 2 or 3 starters for the game on Saturday. Southern Miss, of course, probably still without Blake Bustard on the offensive line. Should be interesting to see if that defensive line for Southern Miss can get in the backfield like they did against Georgia Southern. You know, Lunch Winfield, the quarterback for Louisiana, dual-threat guy, probably the only dual-threat quarterback Southern Miss has seen all season, so I want to be really interested to see how the defense responds to him. I want to see, you know, the offense continue to run the ball well. They ran the ball really well against Georgia Southern for Southern Miss. And I want to see the receivers get involved a little bit earlier this week. I know that Georgia Southern, it felt like they were a little hesitant to throw the ball down the field. So it should be a good game. The line has stayed steady. Southern Miss opened as a four-point favorite. That's down to 3.5, so odds hasn't really moved that much. So, yeah, it should be a good game. I think it's supposed to rain tomorrow, but I think it's going to be later in the evening, so hopefully it'll hold off for the 4 p.m. kick.
Now, I know that in the Eastern Division, the big showdown is between Old Dominion and James Madison. I know that when that
– James who?
No, James Madison, as far as I'm concerned. Bob puts the D in there. I didn't know that James Madison had a middle name that began with D.
Yeah.
I don't think it was on his birth certificate, but I think I think that's what he calls it anyway.
Bob, it is.
Does that game still intrigue you as much? You still think that ODU has a chance at winning the East?
Oh, yeah, I do. I mean, they have a really good offense, really good quarterback. They rank first almost in every category in offensively in the Sun Belt. You know, they're going to be playing the best defense they played against James Madison. Of course, that game's on the road. I don't know exactly what time that starts, the kickoff timing is. But I think last week was a look-ahead game for Old Dominion. You know, they got blown out by Marshall. It just was like the classic look-ahead game. That's a 2:30 kick. So,
and I think that's an ESPNU game as well.
It is. Yeah, it was elevated. So it should be interesting to see that game. I think it's more of a must-win for ODU than JMU, because if ODU loses that game, they'd be two losses in the East, and then James Madison would still be undefeated. I think they'd be 4-0 at that point. That'd be really hard to catch them. So I think it's a must-win for ODU to win the East. I think that game will decide the East. If James Madison wins, they're going to win the East.
And after this game tomorrow between the Eagles and the Cajuns, the Eagles come back home next Saturday for a homecoming tilt against Louisiana Monroe, and then they get a bye week.
Yeah.
So the rest of the conference will be able to shake itself out. But we looked at the schedule the rest of the way, and the way the teams are playing, you'd have to think that the Eagles would be favored or at least competitive in all of the rest of those games. And Ben Windpigler, you're a second-generation Southern Miss guy. Your dad wrote and covered Southern Miss for different newspapers back in the day. So you've seen the worst of times at Southern Miss, and now you're hearing the football team get traction again. People are proud to wear their shirts proud to say they're Southern Miss. But you've seen that other side, so it's got to be kind of cool for you.
It is. You know, growing up, I was in the days of the Austin Davises, and when I started school there, it was Nick Mullins, Ito Smith. And I was just telling someone the other day, in fact, I think it was yesterday, it's so cool to see where we are now. I mean, just from where we have been in the last 5-6 years, like you said, people are proud. As someone who sold those tickets and was in that grind every single day, it was hard. It was hard sometimes, you know, especially as someone who's loyal to Southern Miss, to see such downtrodden times. But it's so great to see us back now. I think that Coach Huff has not completely turned a corner, but I think we're just about there where the turner is going to be, you know, the corner will be turned. I'll be interested to see what happens tomorrow. But, you know, it's awesome to see. Growing up a Southern Miss fan, you know, like my dad also ran track there, so that's all I've ever known is Southern Miss and loving Southern Miss. So it's great to see it. I do think that we're almost there, but I'm hoping that we can keep this momentum after Huff leaves.
Well, let's talk about, and I throw this question out to both of you, are we reading too much in to the last 2 weeks? Wins over Jacksonville State and Georgia Southern. Are we getting a little bit too euphoric over two games?
No, I don't think so. I mean, when you look at the rest of the league, nobody really scares you outside of JMU and Old Dominion. I mean, especially in the West. I mean, Texas State hasn't looked great. Their defense is really susceptible. You know, Arkansas State, who we all thought was, you know, going to be a challenger in the West, they've looked just awful. I mean, that South Alabama-Arkansas State game was awful.
But Arkansas State walked off a couple of them.
They did it, I guess. Yeah. And then, like, do we really believe in Troy because they had a miracle comeback at Texas State? Probably not. I mean, and Southern Miss gets Troy at home. They obviously have to go to Arkansas State, but like the games that you would think would be harder are all at home. South Alabama's on the road. That should be somewhat of an easier game to win. This game against Louisiana turns out to be a little bit tougher, more than likely, than we originally thought. But, you know, when you look at the schedule, it really sets up well for Southern Miss. I don't really think you're looking at those two games and saying, you know, Yeah, it was against Jacksonville State and Georgia Southern, because I think those are two equitable programs to what they'll be playing the rest of the season.
Now, I would agree. That's what I was looking, you know, looking at the schedule. Like you said, the teams that we thought would be great are just not there. So I think moving forward, if they can not look forward, just look game to game, I do think there's a chance. I'm not going to sit here and say win out, but I think we've got a chance to win. I mean, you know, 7-8 games.
Yeah, and when you look at what Jacksonville State's done since that Southern Miss game, they've knocked off two straight. They're sitting atop of the standings in Conference USA right now at 4-3. So if they continue to on this trend, I mean, Southern Miss really dominated them in that game. It was never really close. And so that's a good Jacksonville State team.
And I want to touch upon something that you mentioned just a second ago, the availability charts, who's available and who's not. And when you look at the Southern Miss charts from the last 2 or 3 weeks, it's been – generally half a dozen players.
Right.
I mean, when you're looking at a roster of, you know, 80 guys and you're only missing six in a rugged game like football, I think lots of times that stat gets swept under the rug, and man, it's important.
I think that's the biggest part to this season.
I agree.
I mean, just watching over the last 6-7 years, it seems like every time, hey, we think we've got a little bit of momentum, we got something going, three of our key guys get hurt. Five of our big top receiver gets hurt. So it's so key to have those guys there all the time. And whatever they're doing in the weight room and the training's working.
Well, you remember it wasn't long ago that Southern Miss used 8 different quarterbacks during one season.
That was a bad. Imagine trying to sell tickets during that.
Sander, why did you even bring that up?
I don't know. Why you brought that up.
We're going to talk about Old Time Festival tomorrow in Laurel here at Landrum's as we continue live on the other side of this break. This is the Eagle Hour on Super Talk Mississippi.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Back live at Landrum's Homestead on Highway 15 south of Laurel in the Glade community. Kelly Sander along with producer-engineer Michael Mergens in the studio. Ben Windpigler is here, and so is Dima Mixon. And the star of this hour, Susan Landrum, who's on the 30 acres property. It is family homestead here. And the Southern Miss tie, Susan, before we get into Old Time Fall Festival scheduled here tomorrow, your brother Mike, of course, played at Southern Miss, then went on to play for the Atlanta Falcons. And so you guys have got those Southern Miss ties are pretty deep.
Southern Miss fans all the way. Absolutely. Yeah.
Tomorrow, if you want to go back in time, and I mean back in time, tomorrow is the time to do it, because the Old Time Fall Festival is here, something for everybody, including youngsters, will learn a lot but have a good time at the same time.
Absolutely. It's our annual Old Time Fall Festival. It's stepping back. It's from, you know, a child to 90 years old. I mean, there's something for everyone. It's a wonderful day. We have wagon rides. We have gym mining, soldier encampment, like a show and tell. It's wonderful. They set up in the edge of the woods. They're usually here every year through most of our events through the year. We have a scavenger hunt for kids, which is adorable. They have so much fun. And many of the children dress up. They have their little costumes on, and it's so adorable.
Do they wear the Laura Ingalls Wilder bonnets and things like that?
You know, it's from one extreme to the other. It's so adorable.
As long as they don't dress up like Kelly, because that would be kind of frightening.
It is Halloween.
And Megadeth T-shirts aren't exactly considered all time. Yeah. You know.
Well, we have Landrum's T-shirts and sweatshirts.
Perfect.
That are very popular. But we have what people really love. We have the old-time cakewalk. And it's so fun. It's so fun. And it's home baked. We've been really busy the last few days. Nancy's finishing up tying the ribbon on the little boxes as we speak.
Does anybody do cakewalks anymore?
I don't even know what a cakewalk is.
Okay.
Oh, you have a cakewalk.
There you go.
And you pick a number and you walk So you walk
around chairs.
You walk around. You walk around a table, and when the music stops, you stop, and they pick a number out of the basket. Whoever is standing on that number wins the cake.
Oh, gotcha.
We do that at our fall festival at church, except it's not, the cakes aren't as good. It's like cosmic brownies. So.
And you can do that kind of you have to, with the chair or musical chairs.
Yeah,
you can
kind
of do that
exactly,
too.
Exactly. Yeah, we had that back in the day growing up.
You have a lot of live animals here, too, Susan, that are going to be on.
We do.
Petting
we
zoo tomorrow. And
we'll have a petting zoo. We'll have animals in the barn, a petting zoo. And it's so fun to see the kids. We have little goats. And, of course, we have turkeys and peacocks walking around year-round. We have our chickens, which we gather so many eggs, especially lately. It's wonderful having fresh eggs.
You know, the turkeys don't lay low kind of this time of year.
You know, here they're safe. My daddy back in the day, they're mirrors. If you'll notice a mirror in front of the barn, they love to look at themselves.
Huh.
The peacocks and
so
the turkeys.
Kelly.
Yeah.
So they're vain.
They're vain, Kelly.
Yes.
You can go check out our mirror by the barn.
Well, and if I was as pretty as a peacock, I would probably admire myself, too, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody would admire you.
NBC used that for their logo.
Oh, remember that back in, that dates us a little bit, doesn't it?
Proud as a peacock, right?
A peacock. So we do have our petting zoo, and then we have pony rides tomorrow. We have our blacksmith. It's wonderful. He's a real blacksmith.
Yeah.
We're actually looking at the black. We're on the front steps of the general store here at Landrum's Homestead. But as we look across, we can see the blacksmith shop.
Mm-hmm. And he's wonderful. It's just amazing. It's hard work. Just the heat and the pounding.
Yeah.
And he actually makes a beautiful, beautiful accessories and such. And we'll also have face painting. We'll have old-time games, and we also have the dulcimers, the southern string dulcimers. It's so beautiful. They're instruments. They're usually here at most of our events. Broom making, wood carving. It's just stepping back. It's just an old-time day.
The pioneer days.
You're right.
Pioneer days. And, of course, everyone knows at Landrum's we have beautiful foliage. You know, we've always loved foliage and gardening and such. So the sunflowers are blooming. We have beautiful photo spots down by the pond and the rocks. And so we're a very popular place for photos.
Yeah. And Miss Susan, I know we were talking too. You're going to have all this, but there's also going to be food. I mean, there's all different kinds of food.
Oh, my. We're all about food.
Yes.
We have our famous corn dogs.
I just had one. Delicious.
You did.
Yes.
You found it before we have corn dogs. People love our corn dogs. And, of course, we have our homemade ice cream.
Oh, the best.
Is that still open?
The best.
You know what? I think I could twist someone's arm.
Wow.
I think I can do that.
I'd be clutch.
But we always say sweet, southern, and homemade.
Yeah.
But it's wonderful. People love our ice cream. And we have our new little shed they built, and it's adorable.
Yeah,
everyone's really
it's
really,
like a silo.
It is. It's like a silo, and the guys have worked so hard, so hard.
And your old-fashioned chapel right here behind us, is that still active? If people get married in the chapel?
Absolutely. We had a wedding last weekend.
Wow.
The chapel, it is central heat and air. Has a wonderful sound system, and it's just so special.
Yeah.
We've had the dreamiest weddings, most beautiful occasions. You know, if someone to have a little service, a little meeting, we have four to five different pavilions here that are beautiful.
You see a lot of elementary school buses anytime you come to Lander, because a lot of the public school, well, private schools for that matter, will use this as a history class.
Absolutely. We just had buses that left. We've just had hundreds here this week, each day.
And are they guided on specific tours, or are they just kind of left to roam and the teachers kind of teach what they want to teach?
Well, usually what the teachers do, they connect with what they're teaching.
I see.
And our field trips are scheduled.
Okay.
And so they connect that, and then when they come, we have such, you know, a large facility here. A lot of them branch off in different sections because there's so much to do. And, of course, we have so many fun things. The Mystery House, which Ben got a little dizzy there.
Yeah, it's like it's a house that's, like, slanted. I'll take you over there after we're done, and, like, your head feels weird. I don't know.
Like, I can stand on that side
situation.
And I get dizzy. But it's so fun. The mystery house.
The kids loved it.
They love it. You can go through one time or 20 times. We have a maze.
Yeah.
We have the laser, a very high-end laser shooting gallery with fun. The laser shooting gallery is really fun with little raccoons and it's adorable. That's very popular. We always have the wagon rides.
Yeah.
And, of course, gem mining. We're known for gem mining.
And, Miss Susan, real quick, before we go more, I know that we were talking, too. Your dad started all this.
My parents did,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, they started all this. And what your brother told me earlier this week was he started all this because he wanted his grandchildren to see how they lived when they were younger. And that's kind of how it all started, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, my parents had five of us. And, you know, they worked full time and we had chores. We had responsibility. We had gardens, you know, if you were sitting around talking, you were usually shelling peas.
No, yeah.
And so some kids don't even know what
I
that
know
was
all
like.
About shelling peas. Yeah.
I know a lot of kids that don't know what a chore is.
A chore. But we did. But, you know, my parents was like, let's get everything done. And then we were campers. Camping was a big thing. And then history in any nature trail or state park or, one of our favorite things, honestly, was digging old bottles.
Yeah.
And so if you walk through this homestead in the cabins, because these cabins are packed with history, the old bottles, most of them the ones we dug, because we're all in our 60s now, believe it or not, pushing 70. but it's so fun.
Yeah.
You know, used to we would go in the woods on a nature trail, and Mama would usually pack a picnic. We would dig old bottles.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, a lot of people don't quite understand that, but they used to bury everything.
Yeah.
So there's so many stories. You know, we're storytellers.
Right. Really what this place is a story.
It's a story. It's a beautiful story. And what I was telling Ben earlier, you know, it's just a labor of love. It's very emotional. You know, mom and daddy, they started this because of the children, like Bruce said, the grandchildren, because they raised us a certain way. And then all of a sudden, here's grandchildren. Fast forward years later. And they were always instilling history. Never forget where you came from.
Now, are those grandkids actively involved?
We do have some of them involved. And some of them just help us on occasions. And we have a lot of other people here, too, that are part-time. They're like our family. They're just wonderful. We have such an amazing team. And sometimes someone new will show up, and they'll go, what do I do? And I go, they'll just kind of end up in the middle of something. It's like, no, you'll figure it out. It's fine. So it's just like a really, really special group here. It really is. God has really blessed us, and honestly, it's just God's blessing.
And I can't imagine that anybody with the last name of Landrum doesn't get asked, oh, are you kin to Landrum's homestead?
Landrum's homestead and village, because we've been here for 42 years.
Yeah.
For 42 years. And it's been just, you know, as we've grown and developed and reinvented, you know, it's just through the years, it's really neat.
And y'all do all this yourselves, too.
We do everything. We do everything. We do all of the cleaning. You know, the mowing, the pulling weed, the guys, the building. It's a lot. It's a lot. But we believe in it. We believe in history. And that's how history, looking back, shows us how far we've come.
Tomorrow, as we go back in time with Huey Lewis and the news, 9 to 4 tomorrow here at Landers, we're going to remind you a little bit later on in the show, $12 for everybody except for 3 and under. They get in for free. Okay. Old Time Fall Festival tomorrow at Landrum's. Susan, thanks. We'll talk to you again in a little while.
Thank you.
We'll be back and talk more about college football, Southern Miss style, next.
All I wanted to do was play my guitar and sing. So take me away. I don't mind. But you better promise me I'll be back.
Southern Miss to the top.
Continuing from Landrum's Homestead and Village, side of the Old Time Fall Festival tomorrow. You know, once kind of Halloween and Thanksgiving get past us, then, of course, everything shifts toward Christmas. And at Landrum's, too, they'll start those bonfires once daylight savings time hits. They'll have the big bonfires right in the middle of the property here, the 30 acres, and it'll be really nice with holiday music and and apple cider and hot chocolate and things like that that'll get you ready for the holidays. So don't forget that as well. And we'll be on location at some other places in Laurel to kind of get
you ready for the
holidays. Prancer Path opening in a couple of weeks, and we'll be there to talk to you about that. But we've got some football to talk about. Kelly Sanner, Dima Mixon, and Ben Windpigler here in the Glade community.
This is actually somewhat relaxing.
It is in
Landrum's. Like I said off air, I think the last time I was here, I was still working. I had just started trying to potty train.
I'm still working on it.
Yeah. But we're going to get there eventually.
But that still wasn't that long ago
for people
that Dima's only but 22 years old. So that wasn't that long ago. But it's Dima's job to pick out the games of the week that we're supposed to pick. And usually I'll have a lock of the week. Last week it worked out. The week before it did not, when I took Georgia Southern, when we were at Bocoma Casino. I said that was a slam dunk, and it turned out not to be.
Your boy steered you wrong, the guy that was sitting next to us. He steered you wrong.
He said Virginia.
Okay.
He said Virginia to beat Notre Dame or whoever they were playing that night, and Virginia won
Florida
the game
State.
Outright. Florida
yeah.
State. Uh-huh. And Virginia won the game outright.
I have a lock of the week, and we'll start with that game. Ole Miss, number 5 in the country, at Georgia. Georgia's a 7-point home favorite against Ole Miss. Ben, who do you got?
Who do you got? Is that grammatically correct? Who do you have, I think?
Well,
who
I
you
doubt got? We have any English majors listening to this.
I definitely am not an English major. I'm still working on potty training.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to have to go with Georgia. And now, if this was in Oxford, as hard as it is for me to pick Ole Miss sometimes, I probably would pick Ole Miss. But it with it being at Georgia, it's hard.
Are you going to take the points, 7 points, at Georgia?
So if you're taking Georgia, you're giving the points.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Okay. You could take Ole Miss with the points and still pick Georgia at 7.
Georgia would have to win by 7 or more, I'm saying, if you're taking Georgia.
Yeah. But he can pick Georgia by 3.
Oh, just straight up, you're saying.
No, yeah. They'll take the points.
Okay.
I think Ole Miss is going to win the game outright.
I
really do.
This is my lock of the week. Georgia by 30. I think Ole Miss is terrible. I've been saying that all week.
You don't think much of Georgia, though, either.
I don't either. So they're not going to win by 30, but they're going to win pretty easily.
No, I think Ole Miss has got a defense this year.
I think that's the key.
They beat LSU, and I think they can go in and beat Georgia.
Hey, if they win, I'll come back on the show on Monday and lick my chops. But I'm not Ole Miss. All right, USC at Notre Dame. Notre Dame's a 9.5-point favorite against the Trojans.
Yeah, the Trojans, a lot of people think that the Trojans have an outside shot of getting into the college football playoff, but I don't think Saturday's going to help them. I like Notre Dame at home.
You know, I typically like to pick Notre Dame, but I don't know. I don't know that I've been quite as impressed with Notre Dame. I'm going to pick USC.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to pick Notre Dame, but I'm going to take USC to cover the 9.5. Okay. I think it's going to be close. I like USC's offense. I think 9.5 is pretty big.
It is a lot.
For a ranked matchup. So.
Yeah.
That's even Notre Dame winning by a touchdown, and they would still cover the spread. So, all right, last national game we'll pick, and then we'll get to the Sun Belt, because there's actually really great Sun Belt games. Number 11, Tennessee, on the road at Alabama.
Ooh.
Bama is an 8.5 home favorite.
Alabama's hot right now.
Yeah.
And Tennessee's just too inconsistent for me. I'll take Alabama.
Are you going to take the points? 8.5?
Yes.
Okay.
I think Alabama wins by 10.
You know, at the beginning of the year, one of my predictions was that Alabama did not make the playoff and they fired DeBoer at the end of the year. I don't know that I'm going to stick by quite that much, but I think that Alabama is playing much better. I think with it being at home, I think I am going to pick Alabama. I don't know. What was the spread again?
8.5.
And I don't know that they'll cover.
So Tennessee has the worst passing defense. So we're watching a bee fly over our heads right now. Tennessee has the worst passing defense in the entire SEC.
Oh.
Awful. You know what Alabama does a lot?
They pass.
Well. That's all they can do, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to take Alabama at home, covering the points there, 8.5. So, all right, let's get to the Sun Belt because there's some tremendously interesting matchups. Let's start in Monroe, hosting the Fighting Trojans. Troy, ULM is a 5.5-point home underdog to the Trojans.
Oh, boy, I think I like the Warhawks and the points in that game at Monroe.
Yeah, I agree. I like Monroe. I know that they've slipped a little bit the last week or so, but I do like Monroe, especially at home.
I hope they lay an egg next week.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Troy to beat Louisiana Monroe on the road.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I think Troy got some momentum winning that game at Texas State for that quarterback, throwing 410, 15 yards or whatever it was. I think he got a little bit of momentum. ULM did not look good against Coastal last week. So
yeah, but that, I don't know if you guys saw that game. It was absolute downpour for about 4 hours. Mm-hmm. I mean, sheets of rain that just never stopped.
Yeah.
And I know it was the same for both teams, mm-hmm. but I'm just saying if the conditions were better, I think Monroe would have been better.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take Troy. I'll be the outlier.
Okay.
Texas State on the road at Marshall. Texas State, man, they've just lost two games in a row now, two Sun Belt games. They're going on the road against Marshall, who just whipped ODU. Marshall's a 2.5-point home underdog.
Yeah, wow, underdog. And now I'm taking Marshall. I'm surprised that they're an underdog. Texas State has severely disappointed. The last couple of years, they've severely disappointed. Mm-hmm. I don't see much in Texas State. I think they're overrated. And I'm taking Marshall in the points.
I also think they've checked out.
Yes,
they're headed to the Pac-12 or whatever next year. They've already kind of checked out.
Jokes
from the
on
Sun
the
Belt.
Pac-12.
I'll take Marshall to cover.
You know, I saw this tweet. It said that G.J. Kinney, who's the head coach at Texas State, he's 9-9 in conference games over the last 3 years, even though he's been beholden as one of the best coaches. 9-9. And I thought to myself, oh, that means a third of those are to Will Hall.
Oh, that's true. I mean,
so he's really not.
So he's not 9-9, yeah. Right? All right, so, yeah, I'm going to take Marshall at home. I mean, beating ODU is pretty impressive, and they get another home game. All right, let's pick the game. Old Dominion on the road at James Madison. James Madison is only a 2.5-point favorite. The over-under is 47.5. Ben, who you got in the East Showdown?
James Madison.
Okay.
He does not have the middle name with me. Okay. That's only for Bob. No, I'm going to say James Madison, especially at home. I just think James Madison's too good. I like Old Dominion. I think they're going, but I think James Madison wins the East outright. So.
And I think what they did to Georgia Southern there a couple weeks ago, James Madison's a much better team at home.
Yes.
I think not only do they win that game, they win it by 10 to 14 points.
Yeah, I would agree.
I'm with you. I think ODU can come out and probably jump out to an early lead or something. And I think James Madison's front seven is probably the best in the Sun Belt. And I think they're going to wreak havoc on that ODU offensive line.
What's going against ODU right now is because they started so well, people are going, ooh, we can't take these guys for granted. Yeah, so they're not a surprise.
Two and a half also to me is really low.
I agree.
I would take those points.
I agree.
I think James Madison's not going to win by a field goal.
No.
So, all right, Southern Miss on the road at Louisiana. Southern Miss is a 3.5-point road favorite. The over-under is 54.5. Does UL make it two in a row against the Golden Eagles?
No. Southern Miss wins on the road. Southern Miss begins. This will be the third win in a row, and I think they're going to win probably they could very well win every game the rest of the way.
I think if Southern Miss plays the way they did in the first half, I don't think they can be beat. I think if they come out like they did in the second half and like they did against Tech, it'd be a different story. But I don't see that happening. I'm definitely taking Southern Miss. I would say Southern Miss by two touchdowns.
So I think the key in this game is going to be the offensive line for Louisiana. If they can hold up against the defensive line
for
Southern
offensive Miss, line?
Yeah, I know. Because, they're down some starters there. I think Louisiana is going to challenge Southern Miss in this game, especially with their quarterback, the way he can, run the football. I really wonder about Southern Miss's defense against a threat like that.
Yeah. He's talking about lunch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Louisiana also gets probably the best running back in the Sun Belt back this week. I think it's going to be a close game. I have Southern Miss winning. Very close, though. So I'm going to have Louisiana with the points.
Okay.
So I'll have it 31-28 Southern Miss. That's taking the points at 2.5.
But even though their stud running back is bad,
3.5.
It's one thing that they're back.
Yeah.
But they're going to be rusty. And
I'm just saying, I don't think this is a cakewalk for Southern Miss. I think this is going to be challenging. Louisiana really battled JMU well last week. So I think it's going to be challenging. I have it at 31-28 Southern Miss.
Okay, so that's 59. What's the over-under?
It's 40. Yeah, it's 54. So, I think you can easily get the over here. I think there's going to be a lot of points scored.
I do too. I think there's going to be a lot of points. The one thing that still concerns me about Southern Miss is that the middle of the field on the defense, I feel like when a run gets broke loose, they have a hard time stopping it.
Another lock of the week, I already said Georgia -7 was my lock, but another lock of the week to me is ODU James Madison total 47.5. With the way those offenses operate, especially ODU, I think 47.5. I mean, that seems like an easy over right there.
You might take two or three different bets on that game.
Yeah,
you know, just the point spread, the over under.
Yeah.
There's
it's
a
like
lot
you
of...
don't think JMU's going to win by three.
Yeah,
and
oh,
then
yeah.
But, yeah. But 47.5, I think I'd take the over too.
The thing that the Eagles have still got to prove to me, like they're going to sleep if they don't prove it, but consistency. And I have said that, you know, they played a great first half, but let me see it again in the second half, yep. which didn't happen.
Right. I think Southern Miss is in for a battle tomorrow. I think it's going to be close.
As long as they win by one, buddy.
That's all Huff cares
right?
about.
We're going to finish up and recap the show today and talk a little news and notes, things that are going on in the Southern Miss community. And Susan Landrum will rejoin us to talk a little bit more about the old-time fall festival tomorrow here at Landrum's. When the Eagle Hour continues in a moment.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
The Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top.
We're at Landrum's Homestead in Laurel, Highway 15 South. Real easy to get here from Interstate 59, whether you're coming north or south off the 59. You take the Highway 15 South exit, and you got another 4.5 miles, and it's there on your left. There will be signage. There's no way that you can possibly miss it. The location, but you could miss the old-fashioned, old-time festival tomorrow. But if you do, you're making a big mistake because there's lots of things going on. Southern Miss-wise, now next Thursday, trick-or-treat at the Pete. Bob Getty's going to return to the show next Monday after taking a staycation. So trick-or-treat at the Pete. We'll try to get you ready for that. That's always something that's really big with the kids, and community business leaders like to get involved with that. So we'll set the table for that. And it's a whole week. It's a whole week of homecoming festivities at Southern Miss. And so it'll be kind of different programming next week, you guys, because of homecoming coming up.
Are we going to be in Laurel next week?
No, we're not going to be.
Not next week. Don't worry. It's coming up
the next
week. But before we bring Susan back, though, Dima, I do want to ask you this. As the youngest member by far of our team, was homecoming that big of a deal to you as a student as it is to the alumni?
At Southern Miss?
Yes.
No.
It wasn't to me either. I mean, I'm about 6-7 years removed. It wasn't a big deal.
I've never understood homecoming, why it's such a big deal. I can't really say anything about high school because I was homeschooled. So, like, my homecoming was going downstairs and eating a bowl of cereal. So.
Did y'all parade around the yard? That's what my wife did.
Was she homeschooled too? Well,
we rode the golf cart around.
And that's the reason I asked the question. And Susan was about to, which you're welcome to chime in here, Susan, but to the alumni, wherever you went to, homecoming is so cool.
I love it. It's so special.
Yeah.
And I love it when it's cool enough and you can wear, like, a blazer and... You know, we used to have corsages, and it's just such
moms,
a wonderful
right?
moms.
Yeah. Yes,
such a special time.
And I think, you know, you look back on, as you get older, you're probably going to look back. And I'm saying this to Ben and Dima, as you look back on your life, you think that your high school friends ain't going to be anywhere to be found. It's going to be the ones.
True.
Is that right? So the college friends.
True story.
You know, what? Tell us about your college experience.
Well, I went to Pearl River.
Roll River Roll.
Yeah, and then I ended up, I'm my family business.
Right.
And then I also work for an airline as well. I'm a flight attendant, and most people don't know that. But that's another story.
Yeah, and we really can't tell you the name of the airline, but its initials are Southwest. Its initials are Southwest. So.
I've been doing this a long, long time, so I just kind of schedule my flights around my life, around my family and Landrum's. And, you can travel the world. But one thing I found, I know where I want to be.
Yeah, you know, that's different than Kelly, because he normally schedules his life around before his family. He goes to the Indy 500s rather than his daughter's graduation.
You brought that up again, Dima.
You're never going to live that one down.
But Bob actually talked to my daughter, and she told him.
I'm sure she did.
That she was okay with it. Okay.
You know that he didn't go to his daughter's graduation and instead went to a car race.
Oh, my.
If you don't graduate high school in Mississippi, if you can't graduate.
He's got a point.
What have you really accomplished? Susan, the festival tomorrow, I did see something on your list there.
Boys are trouble.
That you didn't mention, the sugarcane syrup making demonstration.
Okay, I was telling Ben about this earlier. I was showing up in the edge of the woods. It's wonderful. It's so educational. But it's sugarcane making, and we have the sugarcane. They start the crack of dawn. There's a team of guys. And then, of course, Bruce, our brother's right in the middle of all this, and they make it. It's a long process, but people come. We're open the syrup making goes on 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay.
Now, they start early because it's a long process.
Right.
And then we have free sample, like biscuits and fresh syrup. Mm. It is an amazing experience. They have the mule. Like, it's the real deal. That's why you really can appreciate when you look back at how long things took.
Yes.
You didn't just go to the store.
Yeah.
If you needed fresh honey, you had beehives.
Right.
My grandparents, my mama's parents, had so many hives, like 60 hives. And that's helped feed their family.
Yeah.
Fresh honey.
I think I had 60 hives when I looked at my tax return last year. Different kind of hives, but I was got a little bit nervous.
Is that the IRS calling?
Yeah. Oh, there's our Michael Mergens on the rim.
The IRS is calling you.
Yeah, they love me. Do you purchase tickets ahead of time? And what would you recommend for parking tomorrow, Susan?
Okay, so the way this works, we don't do online. We've been there, done that.
Right.
We've been here for 42 years, so you just learn through the years.
Yeah.
You can buy tickets at the door. It's $12 per person, 3 and under free. We're stroller friendly, wheelchair friendly, scooter friendly.
But you're not pet friendly.
You can bring pets.
Okay.
You can, but here's the thing. They must be on a leash.
Okay.
Some people have their own little buggies because the situation is we have animals walking around.
Yeah.
And then we have other people have animals. We've seen a little but we haven't had trouble with that.
Okay.
We haven't had trouble.
And you really do have animals walking.
But we really do, and I think sometimes it might stress you out.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Peacocks and chickens and goats and everything here at Landrum's Homestead. Old-fashioned fall festival, old-time fall festival tomorrow from 9 to 4, Highway 15 South off of 59. Interstate 59 in Laurel. You can't miss it. Susan, thanks for having us.
Oh, it's so wonderful. You guys are great. Just come hang out with us weekly. There's always something going on at Landrum's, and we'll just chit-chat.
We had a blast.
Thank you, and you try to come.
We'll be back in the studio on Monday. Bob will rejoin us for Ben Winpigler, Dima Mixon, producer-engineer Michael Mergens. I'm Kelly Shanner. We'll talk to you Monday at 1, and until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.